On the heels of Earth Day 2024, we're exploring a new album called Project Earth, The Blue Chapter, recorded by the Iris Trio. Anna Petrova is the pianist in the trio, and she's here to unveil some of the details on it. Anna, welcome on to Classical Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the Iris Trio, it sounds like, really took off and launched onto the international stage 10, maybe 11 years ago. And if you would oblige me in reminiscing a little bit, what were the early days like for the ensemble?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we were all students, actually, in New York City. And Christine Carter, the clarinetist, and I were doing our doctorates together. And that's how we met. And we really loved playing with each other. And we decided, hey, why don't we add a viola to our ensemble? That will make it that one more special. We really loved the coloring between the clarinet and the viola. And so we added our first violist, Molly Carr, to the ensemble, and we had our first concert in the German consulate in New York City. Christine had some contacts there, and they were happy to invite us to give our first concert. It just so happened that, first of all, the concert was really well attended, which is always a good thing. and there was a lady there who was one of the connections in the Würzburg Festival in Germany. She heard us. She really liked us. She recommended us to that festival in Germany. And then they contacted us to be one of their guest ensembles to premiere a new work that has been written for the festival by a young German composer, Christoph Weiss, for this combination of instruments. So it was very serendipitous how suddenly from one concert, we got a whole German tour, a premiere, and an invitation to one of the main festivals in Germany, Mozartfest in Würzburg. And we met Jörg Widmann there and other distinguished composers, as well as our composer, Christoph Weiss. And then later on, we created this first album repertoire program that had to do with Christoph's piece, which was a trio inspired by the Mozart Kegelstadt trio. And so we thought that's perfect. We just need to combine those two. They make sense. And then, of course, as such an ensemble, viola, clarinet, and piano, the repertoire is not huge, but there are some gems that we really wanted to play. And so we wanted to play the Schumann trio, which actually pairs really well. It pairs really well with Kurtak's trio for the same ensemble, which was inspired by Schumann. And so suddenly we had this two pairings of a program which worked really well together, originally written for this ensemble. We toured it in Europe and we toured it in Canada a bunch of times. And there we are. We had the Iris Trio.
Wow, that is so exciting. I feel like stories like that just remind me of what a small world it can be. Like one incident opens the door to all these other opportunities and things just keep unfolding and growing and blossoming. It's so wonderful to hear about that. And where's the trio as it stands today? You have a new member as of a couple years ago?
Yes. So 2 years ago, our newest violist, Zoe Martin-Doike, she joined the ensemble. And so she is still in New York City, actually. She plays in the Metropolitan Opera. And she's our New York City person. Now I am in Louisville, Kentucky, where I'm the piano professor at the University of Louisville. And Christine is the clarinet professor in Memorial University in Newfoundland in Canada. So we are all spread all over both the United States and Canada. But, you know, just like many ensembles, rehearsal time is scheduled within the touring time, and we are all coming with our suitcases to the rehearsal space the first day of.
Well, let's delve into Project Earth a little bit as well. And this required the addition of two key players, a composer and a poet as well. Where did they come into the picture?
Yes, Project Earth is actually the second program that we started coming up with as a trio after the first, which was called Homage and Inspiration, because Mozart and Schumann were the inspirations for the next two pieces. So Project Earth started on a train ride in Germany during our first tour. We wanted to come up with new music that we wanted to play and we wanted to commission. And Florian Hofner, who is a German jazz pianist and composer, was top of our list. We love his music. I love his playing as a jazz pianist. He's phenomenal. And we wanted to commission him. So that was the first impetus for Project Earth. And Florian at that time was very much and is still very much interested in the topic of earth preservation, biodiversity preservation, and in general, just environmentally conscious. Just like most of the all of the trio members are environmentally conscious in one way or another. So that felt like a very natural fit. And Florian wanted to dedicate this first piece that we commissioned him to write, called Bird Island Suite, to the different bird islands that he sees in Newfoundland. He lives in Newfoundland as well. In fact, there's a little piece of personal information. He's married to Christine Carter. So that worked really well, but we didn't commission him out of nepotism. We really loved his music. And so Florian and Christine were best friends, are still best friends with this incredible poet, Canadian poet, very highly decorated by many distinguished awards. And they just happen to be neighbors and love each other. They are really, really close friends. And so Florian talked to Don, and Don himself is inspired by bird species and has written already many poems that have to do with kind of like an homage to birds, song for the song of. He has a lot of those kind of poems. And so that combination immediately clicked, and they said, why don't we do this together? And of course, the trio was involved in every step, and we were wanting to make this interdisciplinary project happen. And it just felt like a very natural fit. So then Florian and Don worked together on both his poetry and the music, kind of interconnectedly. So Don would write a poem, Florian would read it and start working with some ideas and create a piece, and then Don would hear the piece and go and change the poem. So it was really, they were really mutually inspiring each other with that first piece. It was called Bird Island, and it has to do with there was a movement called Song for the Song of the Leech's Storm Petrel, or Song for the Song of the Great Auk. The Great Auk is one of those extinguished species that we only can read about. There's not even a recording of the song of that bird. And so that is a very interesting movement where Florian explores the lack of the song. So we start with creating lots of different noises through our instruments, through extended techniques. And I play a lot inside of the piano, and there's a lot of knocking. And so you kind of hear that part pilgrim, part predator of a human presence going towards that extinct species. Little by little, the song starts to emerge from the noise, and you start to hear pitch and you start to hear melody. One of my most favorite beautiful moments in music. I think he created something very beautiful and special and so elusive, just magical. And so from that first piece, we liked it so much that we had to have more of it. We wanted more. So we said to Florian, would you be willing to write more music for us so we can create a whole program of your music only and of Don's poetry? And we can call this Project Earth. And this will be our first chapter, Blue Chapter. And so the next two pieces were born. The next two pieces were Kinds of Blue, which is a collection of four short pieces, all dealing with the color blue. The first one is just a general blue. The second one is Blue Jay, and Florian explores the sound of the bird and how he makes our instruments all play in unison in one moment. And the blend is such that you can barely tell who's playing what. It's just kind of amalgamates itself into a uniform sound of the three instruments. The third one is a beautiful movement called Iris, And Don really dedicated that to the trio. He talks about the iris as a flower and also as the messenger, goddess, messenger between earth and sky. And so it's a very beautiful kind of hint and little wink to the trio. And the last movement is called Blueberries. So it's very, the music of Florian actually always reminds me of this vast, beautiful landscape in Newfoundland, which once you see it, you never forget it. There's ocean all around the place. It's an island. And so you can see this beautiful kind of merging of sky and sea in the horizon. Lots of different species of all kinds of animals, a very beautiful wildlife. But also lots of beautiful plants. And I can always like smell the breeze and smell the sea when I listen to Florian's music. And the last piece is a big piece, actually. It's a two-movement piece with the poem in the middle of the piece. It's called Chorus of Wishes. And it explores our membership as both parts of the planet, parts of nature, and our impact on nature, our negative impact on nature as well. The poem is very long, beautiful poem, wishing for. It's the wish for sustainability, the wish for a better future. And it's a very hopeful poem, actually. In general, this whole project, we wanted it to be not a doomsday scenario, but we wanted to highlight also the beauty that's found in nature, hoping that through positivity and through inspiration, we can have people think about this and being inspired to, make a small change or make a small move.
Wow, I love hearing you just break down each of the movements and talking about the details of the poetry and the tone of the message. How does the musical style itself help to amplify some of those messages? I understand it's quite a fusion of different styles.
Yes, it's a wonderful fusion of jazz because Florian is a jazz pianist. Also some classical, definitely some folk because he loves that kind of style of music. I find it very unique and special for us classical musicians. We oftentimes don't get the chance to dip our toes into that style of music, and oftentimes it's not done so perfectly well as he did. And so it becomes a little bit less, it cheapens it a little bit, so to speak. But he found this perfect balance, really beautiful balance between virtuosity, rhythm, groove, tenderness, like I was saying in that one movement where he describes this lost species through the sound. That is a very unique moment. A lot of cadenzas for the clarinet, for the piano, for the viola. The viola gets to play this jig, this reel in the last movement of Bird Island. She becomes this crazy fiddler. So she needed to practice that a lot, but she sounds really awesome now, and it's a great movement for everybody to enjoy this groovy jig. So I think the style fits perfectly with the message of the poems and with the message of this project, in that it combines so many different elements. It's like combining all of the facets of our planet into one and beautiful jewel and exhibiting that for people to see.
Have you had any audience reactions to it yet?
Yeah, so we have toured this project now quite extensively. We just had a tour in New York City, four concerts there and around the different boroughs. We've toured it twice in Canada now, and we're about to tour it in Germany. So people get very, first of all, they don't know what to expect because it's completely new music. So no one knows, is it going to be one of those, where they let a cat run on the piano and recorded whatever the cat played? Or is it going to be a beautiful piece and it's going to be fun to listen to? So once they hear it, They really love it. They want to be stay in touch with the trio. They want to buy the album, which is out now. And we are touring it actually physical copies. So people love to see it, want to read the poems which are printed inside. And in general, just the comments are varied from how great the music is to how meaningful the poetry was for them and how it reminded them of, you know, something in their life or something in their childhood, of different animals that they, or plants, or just in general, the ecosystem that they start to feel passionate about. And it's really awesome. It's really great to see how everybody gets excited about this.
Yeah. So then looking to the future now, you mentioned that there's a green chapter in the works. What should we keep an eye out for the green chapter?
Well, we have a whole new set of poems. Both poems for both the blue and the green chapter are original works that were written for the trio and for the project, which is really awesome. We're so happy. Karen Soli, she's also very popular, very famous Canadian poet. She wrote the next chapter's poetry. And we have two awesome composers, Canadian composers, who are Andrew Downing. He's a jazz bass player, and Sarah Sleen, who is a singer-songwriter, and also now has dabbled into classical music and has major commissions from the National Arts Orchestra in Canada, and just has started to write for famous classical musicians. So we were very lucky we got on her train early enough. And we have the music, we have the poetry, and we are about to perform a lot of that also in Germany. And we are about to record it now in Bremen. So our next album will be coming up in a year, probably a year and a half, with all new music, all new poetry, and it will be the green chapter of Project Earth.
Wonderful. It sounds like it is certainly well in hand. Is there anything else you'd like us to know about Project Earth?
Well, it's a multidisciplinary project and it has so many different branches that I'm sure I probably missed something. But if your audience wants to hear more about it or wants to know more about it, we have a whole page on our website, iristrio.com. And there is a whole Project Earth page where you can read about the album as well and the whole timeline of the project.
I've been speaking to Anna Petrova, who's here on behalf of the Iris Trio to tell us about their latest project, Project Earth, and this is the blue chapter. Thanks for your conversation, Anna, and maybe we can chat again when it comes time for the green chapter.
Hey, I would love that. Thank you so much for having me.